people just don't get sports.
Sounds like you have mental problems.
And honestly, we just don't get them.
Exactly.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. We are on the myriad of stations throughout Southwest Florida. We call it the Sheeman and Shepard Radio Network. Our app is free if you want to take us with you anywhere. You can listen on your phone, too. ESPN Southwest Florida. We're on our website. You can listen there live or go back in time with Sheeman and Shepard podcast at ESPNSWFL.com. Follow us at Twitter at ESPNSWFL. You can follow me at Craig ESPN. You can follow Pete Shepard at PShep326. Our phone number and our Stony Brook Golf Club text line are 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Got a text, I think it was Dopey, that said, hey, keep sharp objects away from Harry Caray and Art the Bills fan. Art the Bills fan did man up and call in the first hour, and he was still a little salty.
Hold on.
What?
Hold on.
Problem?
Yeah.
With who?
Dopey.
Oh. What happened? What a miss.
Dopey, I noticed yesterday you were awful quiet after your dogs. Really laid an egg on Saturday against the Tide. And I'm going back through your old text right now. I'm trying to find something. Because you texted in last Friday. And you basically said...
And you weren't here to respond.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was Thursday then, because I saw it on Thursday.
Yeah.
And you were talking a lot of smack last week, Dopey. So, yeah, Bills fans, that's a regular season game. In fact, new rule for Dopey. You can no longer text in the word Alabama. You need to replace the word Alabama with daddy.
Oh,
okay. So moving forward, whenever you want to talk about Alabama, don't say, just say daddy. Okay.
Daddy.
Until Georgia proves that they can beat that team.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Talking smack to Bills fans.
Even Jeff Nixon said daddy.
He did. I don't know how you argue it at this point.
And Jeff Nixon's manly enough to jump out of an airplane, which he did yesterday, Monday. Yeah. Whew. Crazy. That's unbelievable. All right, so after that start, are you ready for a rundown? Are you still looking at Dopey's past texts?
I'm listening. All right, trying to find it.
All right.
I wonder if you ever get subpoenaed by the government for whatever reason for the text messaging machine, it'd be kind of fun. See what's in files on all these people for at least the last almost 5 years on this show.
Oh, I found it. Uh-oh. I found it. Uh-oh.
What's the date and time?
Thursday, December 2nd.
Yes.
Yeah.
2:12 p.m. You guys don't have to worry about anything once Georgia disposes of Alabama by at least 20 points.
Oh!
Alabama falls out since he moves up to 3, and somebody can have number 4.
Whoa!
I don't remember
Not
seeing
how
that.
It worked out.
What time was that?
I keep receipts. 2:12.
Oh, that's right.
That was the beginning of the show.
Boy, that's some big smack. By how about 20, he said?
He said 20. So according to Dopey's preview of the SEC championship game, it went roughly 34 points different than where he thought it was going to end up.
Roughly.
It was close.
Drake fan with an Bama! And Dumpster Fires says Chris versus Dopey in the main event at the next Texter party. Can't wait.
I'd take Dopey.
I would take Dopey.
Even Chris would take Dopey. All right. Well, that is our backdrop. It is 7 minutes past the hour on a terrific Tuesday. Time now for a SportsCenter rundown. It's sponsored. Here's Chris.
It is sponsored by the all-new, totally redesigned Mercedes-Benz S-Class that's arrived at Mercedes-Benz of Naples just in time for the winter event. Reserve yours today online at mbnaples.com. NBA doubleheader on TNT tonight starts at 7:30. Nets at Mavs. It's followed up at 10 o'clock with Celtics at Lakers. Last I saw, Jaylen Brown was going to be a game-time decision there. College basketball tonight on ESPN has a doubleheader. 7 o'clock, Texas Tech at 13th-ranked Tennessee. That's followed up 9 o'clock, 6th-ranked Villanova at Syracuse. From the Carrier Dome, Mario Cristobal, formally introduced as the new football coach at the University of Miami this morning, and Oregon defensive end Kayvon Thibodeau not going to play in the bowl game and going to go pro.
I think Houston Villanova playing at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know that those two teams have not played, I think, since 2014? Imagine that. He's played twice a year in the Big East. Haven't played in 7 years. It's amazing.
I don't like Syracuse in the ACC.
I hate Syracuse in the ACC. I hate Pittsburgh in the ACC.
I generally don't like Syracuse, period.
I do.
Is that 86?
87, we beat them for the Natty with Keith Smart. 2013, like they knocked us out of the Sweet 16.
Right.
I'd rather have the chip in 87 than the
Should have won in 87.
We did.
No,
don't worry.
Syracuse should have won in 87.
No. They can't shoot.
They beat the best team in the country by 9 in the semis in Providence, and then that would have been the ultimate. Delray Brooks against former Bobby Knight, Indiana Hoosiers.
Doesn't work out that way.
Nope.
Because it didn't.
Dopey texted in.
What'd he say?
Said, you got me there.
He's going to own it.
Said, I think it might have been different had JT Daniel play.
You know, there's a lot of that with Georgia fan. Like, which quarterback are they supposed to go? And it depends on which team they're playing.
It's the easier excuse instead of they own us. And he said, as for me calling them that instead of by their name, it's not going to happen. I just won't talk about them.
Aww.
Okay, that's fair.
unless Georgia wins in the national championship. And then,
correct.
Maybe Georgia could start JT and just throw the ball 3 times in a game. You think that would work?
It worked for
Bill Belichick last night.
Maybe.
Well, yeah, but except that both games were in a dome. Oh, no, outside isn't. No, oh, no, Georgia playing outside of Miami.
Well, listen, I've decided in the argument, is it Bill Belichick or was it Tom Brady? Belichick proved last night he didn't even need a quarterback.
Don't even need
just
one of
you. Just hand it off.
In fact, they could have played special teams last night and
could've.
Won.
I'm telling you, that play chart on his wrist was a waste of ink.
Run left, one right. All right, here, Smith, do you want to do a little end around for nothing?
Well,
they do
the end around, to keep the defense honest.
Keep them honest.
Yeah. Right up the middle, off tackle. We'll go through the numbers later on again in case you missed it. It's really some eye-opening numbers about the matchups. But I know Mario Cristobal is on deck here. He was just unbelievable today.
Yeah, you fired up.
Yes.
Yeah. What's wrong?
They're doing it to him.
No,
he gets fired up the way I get fired up about Tom Allen. The way you tolerate Nick Saban. It's all the same thing.
Again, potential. But I haven't seen this looks awesome. Van Dyke is so happy. Players are not leaving. In fact, he's got some recruits coming in from that were going to go to Oregon, now going to come to Miami. This is exciting stuff. Wait, you hear him speak. He's amazing.
Well, I mean, he's okay. Amazing.
No, he's not okay.
No.
Amazing. Capturing the room. It's unbelievable. No, like, I think you're a speech guy, Tom Allen, you know, who doesn't have a quarterback anymore.
I don't think he can speak as good as Tom Allen.
Oh, no, this is even better.
As long as he doesn't have to go up against Kyle Whittingham, Mario Cristobal, phenomenal motivator.
Yeah.
Kyle Whittingham somehow has his number.
Okay. Well, let's listen to 2 minutes from today.
Yeah,
we'll see if it's amazing. I don't want to knock the guy.
No,
it's his honeymoon. He's out there.
It's fantastic.
I don't know if he's the most
amazing,
loquacious speaker out there.
Absolutely.
I mean,
get you fired
he's
up.
He's no Brian Kelly, but let's take a listen.
It's Mario Cristobal today.
I want to bring high capacity people. We want to bring in people that, again, truly understand and are dedicated and that understand the level of the investment made by the people that have made this a reality. I thank you from the bottom of my heart because you've made it real. And you've, you know, you brought me home, you know? And it was difficult because I believe in pouring myself in the people you're around. And, man, I feel more driven, more motivated than ever. I can't wait to get to work. This show of support here is just pour it all in, man. The University of Miami was a game changer in my life. I've never been the same, never, because of my experience here. And I believe I owe it to anyone that wears that U. And I hope there's as many players here as there can be. When you experience it, when you do it right, it's a game changer for the rest of your life. And you get to be an impactful person to other people, and you live for it. And we live for it, and thrilled that we're here. Got a lot of work to do. Excited about that part. That's the part that really gets me going. That's the part that is going to be critical in laying the foundation and going forward. And the time is now. And, you know, before taking any questions, I do want to say this. I want to thank the University of Oregon and President Schill, Phil Knight, Rob Mullins, all those people, Eric Rodell, who are the chief. Who's the other one? Hawk. It sounds like the A-team, right? Chief, Hawk, you know, man, all these guys. Because they gave me a tremendous opportunity, and they stood by me. And they're the best mentors that I've had. And they believed, and they allowed me to work. And the results were something that we're very proud of, and it's led to this opportunity here. But please know this, all in is all in. There's no in between. There's nothing. And that's what it's going to take from all of us. I hope you're excited. I hope that you truly are feeling like the season's starting again, because it's go time. And there's never a time to stop, man. We got to go, and we got to go, and we got to go. I'm humbled and honored to be the head coach here at the University of Miami, which means I'm just a member of your family, and you're a member of mine, and let's get this thing right, okay? I am very grateful to those that have come before. Let's honor them by the way we conduct ourselves on a daily basis. Let's go take this thing to a new level, man, all right? Thank you so much for being here. I'm open to questions, but let's...
Yes! All right, Pete's all fired up.
I'm very fired up. And the other, you know, the other thing, too, in all seriousness, again, lots of potential, but I'm very excited. It's also good for the ACC. And all, it really, I mean, it's going to help the entire conference.
Well, look, the conference needs Miami. The conference needs Florida State.
It needs Clemson, by the way.
It needs Well,
they didn't have them this year.
I'm going to give them 1 year off.
Unlike Florida with Dan Mullen.
Correct.
You're going to give Dabo a year.
You know, North Carolina feels like it's a quality team in that conference now. I think Virginia Tech, maybe they can get back to that spot. Like, and all of a sudden, that can become a nice football conference.
Well, yeah, and Pittsburgh, I don't know what they're going to be in next year now that they're losing a Heisman Trophy finalists. But
When I listen to him, I think here's a guy could have stayed at Oregon the rest of his life, but in the back of his mind, he said, if that Miami job ever opens up, I'm going to drop everything and do it. And even if the timing was awkward because, it's a mess right now. He's got to fix that mess. He was open to that challenge, and he was coming. This is a guy coming home, period.
Yeah, and again, he talked about the level of investment. And like I said, you know, he and President Julio Frank and, you know, and when they get Dan Radakovich to officially sign on, which he's going to, the AD at Clemson, then for once in a long time, all of the ships headed in the right direction. Right. So
I know what you think. I know. Yes.
It is funny that when he was going through the list of people at Oregon he wanted to thank.
Phil Knight.
Well, university president, Phil Knight, athletic director.
Yeah.
In that order.
Yeah.
Well,
I would put Phil Knight first.
I would as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, I know what you guys' opinion is. Let's go to my man, Wig. It's a Wig Tuesday. He wants to check in on his beloved Canes. Yeah. Wig, do we like it? Are we fired up? Are we ready to go?
Hey, look, man, I'm almost ready to go put my cleats on.
Yeah.
And go suit up. But then I said, no, hold on. I don't want to get too excited, because I remember all the Gator fans when they got Dan Mullen. Boy, they just thought they had them a national championship already going to Gainesville.
Yep.
And I ain't going to harp on them, because they really did thought, oh, Dan Mullen? Oh, he going to stay there forever. But now the one plus that I do and will give Cristobal, like you said, you know, he played there. And he knows how to recruit, and he's already got a couple of recruits switched. And he's, like y'all just pointed out, he said something that's very instrumental. I hope he switches us back to Nike instead of Adidas. I can't do Adidas.
Why not? You are the epitome of fashion. What's wrong with Adidas in your mind?
Man, I'm a Nike man. Listen. And I hate that, you know, Phil Knight already got the term, but I got a Nike tattooed on my arm, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah.
Listen, but it don't say Nike or Air on the bottom of it. It just says wig, because that's like a motivational thing for me
just
and my coaching staff. Just do it.
All right, but wig. If somebody said came, if Adidas came to us or Puma or whatever company came out and said, hey, wig, we're going to give you $50,000. Get rid of the tattoo with Nike, and you're an Adidas man now. What are you going to say?
Cash is king.
Man, I'm going to be a burnt something. I'm going to be no, on the real. Listen, now, you guys, anybody in my family, now, hey, you can look at my pictures and everything. I know that money is the root of all evil, but I know money isn't everything. I got to stay with Nike, man. I mean, even in their playing gear, their cleats last the longest. Their gloves last the longest. I tried to cheat on them and go to Under Armour because they had the commercials and Adidas sometimes with when they had the Out of Zero ad campaign. But this is what I try to tell people with the Out of Zeros, which is that stands for Adidas.
Yeah.
When they had the Out of Zero campaign, everybody that wore those Out of Zeros had foot injuries.
Ooh.
I.e., what's the safety that was at the Chiefs? Him, Sammy.
Eric Berry?
Right, Berry, Sammy, Nuke Hopkins. Everybody that wore those cleats literally had foot injuries.
Interesting.
And it was because they did have the lightest cleats on the market. Their cleats was like 7.1 ounces. Mm. But when I saw them, I was like, it's only bottoms on there. They really didn't have no size.
Yeah.
But if you look at them, I mean, if you look at, like I said, that year, everybody had foot injuries. Because Norman Sammy had a foot injury that year. Eric Berry had a foot injury. Everybody that wore it, so they kind of died down. And Nike kind of took back over. And I said, see, no matter what, I got to stay with Nike.
All right.
Because, you know. But as far as Mario Cruz would get back on that, I believe, you know, like you just elated to that, it doesn't. In the back of his mind, he wanted to come back home.
Yep.
I hated that they handled the Manny Diaz situation kind of bad because you know he had injuries, and then you know we was on a win streak, you know. But hey, this is a business. Like I just equated to last week.
It's a nasty business. It's a nasty business too. And I like what you said about Tyler Van Dyke, the quarterback.
Thanks, Wig. Nice you said.
On Tyler Van Dyke today, the outstanding quarterback, freshman. Quote, a first-class individual, a relentless competitor. You see that on film. He plays with passion, plays the game the way it's supposed to be played, and there's no better quarterback in the country.
The Miami Adidas contract runs through 2024, so you got a few more years with Adidas if you don't re-sign with them. And I believe in the history of the CFP, there's only been one school, not a Nike school, to make it. That's Under Armour and Notre Dame.
Oh.
This year, Under Armour with another school in Cincinnati, an Adidas school has never made it.
Interesting. Let's go to AD. He wants to talk some Canes football.
Yeah.
AD, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm great. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing. Hey, first of all, I want to say something. Hey, Chris, how about them Dolphins, baby? Five in a row.
Five in a row.
Fins up.
Bye week, and let's make it six against the Jets, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to that game.
Nice.
How about my Canes? Now, come on, tell me something. Hey, you excited about my boy that I went with him to Miami High School?
Excited! I'm going. I'm excited. I'm ready to run through a brick wall. I'm completely over the top here. I can't wait, and I love the fact that Tyler Van Dyke and he are already getting along. They got recruits coming in. I am so excited. I wish the season started tomorrow.
Chris, remind him of all this.
It's incredible. I cannot wait. I just want to call in and say, hey, I am so excited. I actually, my brother lives in Miami, and I'm like, man, I cannot wait. You have no idea. I want Cristobal. No, you can't get him. I want Cristobal. We will get him. And I'm so, oh, my God. I just got off work, man. I'm like, I got to call in. I used to hear you guys every day, but, like, I got off early. I go, I got to call in.
Yeah,
well, I'm glad you did.
My friends are five in a row. You know, Chris, hey, what about Detroit? They got their first win.
We're all winners here, man. We're all winners.
I just want to call in and, you know, give a shout-out, guys.
Yeah.
Right, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, man.
Thanks, AD.
Right. Have a good evening. That is fantastic.
Let's go again. With him next year.
Yeah. Look, the Canes are a nice story, but let's actually talk some playoff football. We have delusional Harbaugh. He's been waiting for this phone call for four years with us. Delusional Harbaugh, the floor is yours.
I have been waiting for this moment for a long time. I am as delusional as you can get. I think we got a shot against the Bulldogs. I don't think they could take our end.
Uh-huh.
Harbaugh is one of six coaches in college football history to put a team in the playoffs.
Yeah.
We're all things are good, and then you put the ice cream on the cake. The Lions had a game-winning.
Yeah.
Game-winning drive.
Yeah.
This is no 64-yard field goal. They're actually in the win column.
That's right. We're clutch, baby.
So you think you're going to be able to run the ball or throw the ball or both on Georgia's defense?
You know, it's all going to come down to our run game. If our offensive line can do what we did against Ohio, then I think we've got as good a shot as anybody against Georgia.
That's right.
I really think they stacked it to make sure that Georgia and Alabama met in the final. I really think Michigan should have been one and Cincinnati four.
Yeah.
But you know what? You take the dance that you're at, and we're gonna give the Bulldogs every ounce of fight they've got.
That's right, man. I'm fired up. I'm ready. I got to wait 3 weeks for this game, Delusional Harbaugh. Can you believe that? 3 weeks.
Well, hey, the more time you've got to give them to prepare, that's the more time that our ends have got to stay healthy and get stronger. And right now, Hutch is going in as a defensive Heisman candidate, which is just unheard of.
Yeah.
Of course, the last guy was, you know, our winner.
That's right.
We're breaking ground that we haven't seen before, and it's a place after that Michigan State loss, I was ready to put the dirt on Harbaugh, but he really showed that he can win the big game, and I don't think if anybody's facing Michigan right now that they're sitting there thinking they got a cakewalk.
All right, so I'm going to assume you're going to go to the game in Miami.
Yeah, you going?
Holy cow. They're asking $1,000 a seat for that thing.
Just a regular price?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they're 900 up in the 300 sections. But you know what? It's a once in a lifetime shot. I might have to spend the money. Don't tell my wife.
Okay. All right. Ticket for one. Delusional Harbaugh. Nicely done. Alrighty. Thank you for the call.
Talk to you soon.
That was great.
Yeah.
Literally, he's been waiting 4 years for that phone call.
Well, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity for a Michigan fan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like an annual thing if you're Alabama.
Look, man. I want to say some mean things to you right now, but I can't because I'm based in truth. And look, roll damn tide. You guys got my respect.
I'm looking up how much the prices are for that.
If they're that much, they think they're going to sell that place out?
So if you walk up to Hard Rock Ticket Window, if they even do it that way, which they probably don't.
Well,
but, I mean, just on the Hard Rock site, it's $900 cheap minimum.
Closest I've got is I have – standing room only for $493.
No kidding.
God.
If you want to sit down, this is on Vivid Seats. If you want to sit down, $550. And that's
way up.
Way up in a corner.
Does Hard Rock not know what to do with a full stadium? They've never had one.
Yes, they have.
Okay.
Yes, they have. Virginia Tech. Yes, it was.
Years ago.
Yeah. A couple of Dolphins games.
Oh, it's okay.
When's Indiana had a full stadium?
It's okay to have your little smarmy Alabama comments, but when I go the other way, all of a sudden I'm a bad guy.
Yes, exactly.
Fine. Now I know what's real.
The 72 Club, which is like the downs.
Let me guess. Five.
No, 2,500.
Oh, you get drinks?
That's a deal.
Doable. No, you pay for your own drinks.
Well, I'm not doing it.
Also 25.
Also 25. You're right. For 10 vodkas, yes. Yeah, $2,500, 10 vodka sodas. With barely little vodka in it,
all right,
by the
way. Well, you know, since life is so expensive, let's give away something for free. Right now, we're giving away a six-pack of tickets to the City of Palms Classic for all the games on Saturday, December 18th at Suncoast Credit Union Arena. Caller number 9 right now.
It's like 12 games that day.
Oh.
A lot of basketball.
Basketball City. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Caller number 9, you're a winner. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. Chris on the other side of the glass. Got some texters. Oh, by the way, Mark in the Cape, congratulations. He was calling number 9 for the basketball tickets. Delusional Hardball texting in after his call. It says, Chris, you can't kill my buzz with all this Alabama talk. Candy Crush says, regardless of who, regardless if your team makes the national championship game all the time, going to a natty is a once-in-a-lifetime type thing.
I agree.
I remember going to the Sugar Bowl when Florida State won back in 99. It was a great time. Dumpster Fire says, what, $1,000? I can literally buy an entire section for the Gasparilla Bowl for that price if you want to go
Miami
UCF, and watch
right?
Michigan and Georgia. And Astero Charles paid $800 each for the Notre Dame-Alabama National Championship in Miami. Despite the result, I don't regret it, Dad, and I got to see Notre Dame in a natty. Who knows what that'll
be. Yeah, that's a great feeling.
I'm only teasing when I say that.
Well, I have had the conversation with myself. If the Lions ever made Super Bowl, and then I was wondering what my limit would be for paying for a ticket. And
well, first of all, you get a media pass. You probably get a press pass.
Maybe.
If you're still working.
No, you'll
be 90 years old when they go to the Super Bowl.
I probably won't be. It'll probably be the retirement fund I got to kick into.
Well, and you want to go and enjoy it. You don't want to be in like a press box.
No.
But go and enjoy it.
Yeah, that's one case I probably don't want to be a press box because I'd like to cheer. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I would like to cheer.
You can get into the Gasparilla Bowl for $23.
That's a deal.
I want to go.
That's a good game.
That's the cost of one beer.
I want to go. I mean, this is the game that
Florida UCF.
Florida fans either look at UCF fans after a loss and say, well, we didn't even care about that game, which I think is a very funny excuse for losing to a team. I do. I think it's funny. Yeah. Or, on the other hand, Florida could look at them if the Gators win and go, look at this. Worst team that we've put out on the field in a long time, still beat you.
Well, they also should have in the back of their mind that Danny White, at the time, did not want to play them.
That's right.
Well, he's not there anymore.
He would have played them. He just wanted the 2-for-1.
Yeah. No, he didn't want the 2-for-1. He didn't want the 2-for-1.
Yes.
Florida wanted the 2-for-1. So and to turn that deal down was just stupid.
Which then USF took that opportunity.
Right. My man Wicks says, Craig, you won't have to worry about that scenario with the Lions and get to a Super Bowl. And then he goes, that's why you should play Madden. I can see my Lions in a Madden.
Wig, we're Dolphins fans, man.
Yeah, Wig.
can we talk?
72 was a long time ago, bro. No,
it was the last time the Dolphins were in one.
Yeah, against San Francisco. 80s?
Dan Marino
84?
Got to one?
Yeah, 84 against San Francisco.
Which is more than I can say. So, Wig, it's, right again.
It's been 36 years.
Oh, gosh. Spare me the, oh, gosh, at 36 years.
No, I'm sorry. 36, 46, 56. It's all a long drought. That's like Cubs fan looking at Red Sox fan in 2002 going, please, you want to look at a real drought, look at this.
Hold my beer.
There's plenty of sadness to go around.
Yeah, lots of sadness.
Yeah, again,
and then you got
the
Mr.
Heartbreak.
Super Bowl over here.
Yeah, well,
it's like once every 24 months, Pete gets to watch his team in a Super Bowl.
Well.
It's ridiculous.
This has got to be the longest drought for you, team Pat's not being in a Super Bowl 2 seasons in a really long time. Yeah.
You got the shakes?
Well, you know, like I said, I take nothing for granted, as I've said, because I have experienced the heartbreak and the heartache.
Stop.
Especially as a young lad in the 70s and all the way up through all my teams on the whole, except for the Celtics, maybe, and a little bit of Bruins. But
it's like a bit Pete does whenever we
it's
bring
like pulling
up
a string on a talking dog. He's got the same 5 sentences. You can give any topic and he'll have the same response.
But it's one thing like when you guys lose and get humiliated in the NFC Championship game by Washington in 1992.
No, stop it.
But when you have, you know, in the past before things got really good after 2000 when you know that you have the Bucky Dents and you have the Ben Dreith call against the Raiders and you have Coach quit 2 weeks before the playoffs and you have Game 7 of the World Series in 75 and 78 and 86 and it builds and it builds and it builds. That's why I take nothing for granted because you never know. I mean, you haven't experienced that type of pain.
That's a load of crap.
Yeah, you haven't.
I just got accused for celebrating like I just won a Super Bowl because we just won a game. A game.
Literally.
We're talking about a game.
Of the four majors, the longest one of Pete's teams to go without a championship is the Celtics.
Yeah. 2008.
Who did it in... Oh, was it 08?
They got there in 10.
I thought it was 09.
No, they got there in 2010. They should have won.
But you're helping my point here.
Perk got hurt, so they didn't win. Even like they blew a 13-point lead.
And
the Bruins won in 2011. Yep. They should have won it again in 2013, but they didn't. The Blackhawks somehow won.
What loser franchises.
Then they lost in the finals to the Blues a couple years ago in the Stanley Cup Finals, so... It's been a hard five years.
A tough run, huh? Tough stretch. Feel real bad for all you Bostonian fans.
I like the Celtics tonight against the Lakers.
2.5-point dog?
Yep.
Does it matter if Jaylen Brown plays or not?
No.
Because he's game time, right?
Yeah. No.
Coastal Carolina from the Cape says, come on, Pete. You got your redemption against my Raiders with the Tuck BS.
Oh, no.
Stop
Trigger.
It.
Trigger warning.
Pull string response. There are five hot topics. The bad days of the Patriots, the Tuck rule,
the phantom.
$2 bills weight of air that was added to Tom Brady's football, same response.
Not two $20 bills, yeah, two $1
bills.
Chris, even back then, if you saw the play, and the Patriots had the best team in the NFL that year, and they beat Oakland and Pittsburgh soundly in the regular season that year. So when they played the Raiders again, even though the Raiders are a very good team. But when you see, you talk about phantom calls of all time, that's one of them. The roughing the passer, allegedly, but Sugar Bear Hamilton is one of the most egregious, ridiculous calls of all time.
That's a shame.
Yeah, I know. But that was one of the best Patriot teams of all time, really was. That is in 76. Really, really good.
Well, it wasn't one of the six best.
They were.
No, right.
They got screwed.
Probably not one of the seven.
They would have won the Super Bowl that year.
Not one of the seven either, considering that one team that lost.
They clobbered Oakland and Pittsburgh in the regular season that year. Clobbered them. 76. John Madden, get your big butt out of here. Very hard. That started 75. See, I had to go from the World Series losing to the Reds in 75.
Yeah.
Game 7.
That's a shame.
45,
the Bruins lost. The Bruins lost the Stanley Cup Finals that year, I think, to the Flyers. And then 76 was that. That was 9 years old then. Crushed me.
Sounds awful.
The Yankees lost the World Series in 4 to the Reds. That was the only good thing. That was the first bet I ever made. I bet my mother a dime. My mother was a big Yankee fan, that they would lose. That was my first bet. 9 years old. Go Reds. Big red machine. Ups and downs.
Do you remember the
appreciate it?
Do you remember the episode of Seinfeld where George Costanza was trying to get the apartment? And
yes,
he had to tell the sad story of his life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was that the Andrea Doria?
Yes, Doria. This is where I come in, and now I give you the real sad story.
I appreciate it all.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
It's been.
I'd like to think I would as well.
It's crazy. All right, what am I watching on TV tonight? I got no football.
College basketball.
Oh, who we got?
Providence and FS1 against Vermont at 6:30. Then Villanova and Cuse
and Syracuse. That'll be a good game.
That's on ESPN.
I think Michigan, Nebraska is on the Big Ten Network.
Michigan has had a spectacular record against Nebraska over the last five seasons.
For real?
Spectacular. Like, beat them by 30 points per game. Spectacular. Oh. But
might not do it tonight. Might only
sounds
20.
Like a, is that a possible
Michigan,
best
only 20
bet?
Tonight.
And I'm curious to see if Fred Hoiberg's there in Nebraska, right?
Yeah.
I believe so. Yeah.
He He turned around Iowa State. I wonder if he could do that at Nebraska. I like both
their
coaches.
It's the same. Yeah, yeah.
I like both of Nebraska's coaches.
I like Juwan Howard. Oh, Nebraska's coaches?
Yeah, I like Hoiberg and Scott Frost.
Nebraska's 5-4, Michigan's
5-3.
They
look like the same guy.
The same guy.
They look like the same person.
I would argue that where was Hoiberg before? Iowa State?
Iowa State.
Iowa State, Nebraska, to me, same school.
Same basketball program.
Hunter Dickinson, though, 7'1". He's sophomore. Is that sophomore? Very good.
Yeah, I bet you he's regretting coming back to school, isn't he?
Michigan's holding opponents below 40% shooting for the year.
Not Carolina.
And they only give up about 12 free throws attempts per game. That's big.
By the way, third best percentage from behind the arc in college basketball, Carolina.
Well, it's because you got that shocking guy, the guard that was making all the threes against Michigan, Love.
Yeah,
he's
Caleb
phenomenal.
Love.
You tell me he's not that way every night?
No, he takes all those shots every night.
He takes them.
He just doesn't hit them at a 80% clip like he did that one night.
You're right, Chris. Wolverines have won 5 straight over Nebraska, most recently in Lincoln last Christmas. Since joining the Big Ten in 2011-12, Cornhuskers 1-13 against Michigan, their only win coming in 2018.
An amazing stat.
That's pretty amazing.
Nebraska's +7. Oh, I like that.
Is that all?
And Michigan's -7. I like that.
My play's a college basketball play tonight.
Stick with the NBA like huge.
How'd your picks do last night?
I won.
Did you?
Hit the over on the Magic and the Warriors.
Technically, I lost, but I went home and covered myself and just finished even. So just so I wouldn't just, I had to.
Did you do what I told you to do?
Yeah, no, I did. Yeah. I just did the other thing.
It was just stupid not to take the under on the Patriots last
night. I did it at noontime, and I knew it was going to be bad. I wasn't sure how bad it was going to be. Mistake on my part.
Although, you said in the 2 o'clock hour, Craig, that it was a Craig Sheeman special last night.
Yeah.
You had the Harris run.
Yeah.
And then you had the punt little thing that happened, and you had 15 points on the board really quickly.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
there was 18 at halftime. And I'm thinking to myself, one more of these freak plays, and the 41 is all of a sudden in reach.
Yeah, you're right.
It never came in the second half. But
And the 30, I was all I needed was 34. Or 35. I just covered myself.
I'd like to thank Bill Belichick for only throwing the ball 3 times. They kept the game going at a pretty good clip.
It was done by what? 10:15?
Yeah.
10:30?
Yeah. It was great.
No, my hours are off.
Oh.
Well, 11. It was done by 11.
And then a lot of clock moving, so you're not going to have a lot, less opportunity to score. I like that.
Yep.
All right, so we'll have our wagers, if you will, for tonight coming up. On what you got. Don't forget Army Navy. Still taking the under on that one. Down to 36.
34. Keep doing that.
They play for the 122nd time with this year's game at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. And we will have coverage of the game starting at 2 o'clock Saturday.
More or less points than the Monday night game last night.
Ooh,
That's a fun prop. Nicely done, Chris. The Army-Navy game is presented by Diamonds by Diana Backstreet Sports Bar. Sheeman and Shepherd, what you got next? ESPN Southwest Florida.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, What You Got brought to you by Backstreet's up in Cape Coral. And we should make note that this is the 80th anniversary of a day that will live in infamy, Pearl Harbor. So, still some vets still alive from back in the day. They're all around 100, obviously. But
I saw a gentleman 101 years old on television the other day, local. Amazing man. Amazing man.
That's incredible. Absolutely incredible. All right. So, last night I gave you a winner. The Magic and the Warriors comfortably over at 221. And tonight, I'm going Celtics-Lakers. I like the under 221 here. Under. Celtics play a lot of games in the 90s.
That feels like a smart play there, Craig Sheeman.
Thank you.
I like that.
Thank you. They score in the 90s, and the Lakers, I don't know what the Lakers are. I mean, it's just, are they even at 500?
They're one game above 500. I think they're 12-11 last I looked.
We told everybody who had listened that this would be a disastrous season, and it's not even Christmas yet. Take the under 221.
Yeah, the Lakers are 12-12. The Celtics are 13-11. They're playing some good basketball. The line is 4 now. The line is 4. The Lakers are -4.
I kind of like the Celtics.
Yeah, I like the Celtics.
I am all over the Celtics tonight, plus four. I liked them anyway, plus 2.5. Now it's plus four, so yeah. I really, really like them. That is my lock of the night, Boston Celtics, and I like Nova too. But my official top play is Celtics plus four over the Lakers.
All right, crystal ball.
All right, I am actually going to go to that game that Pete just mentioned, Villanova and Syracuse, total 146.5, over.
Over!
Like it, yep. I think the Boeheim boys put up a lot of points. Nova, I see this game being an up-and-down sort of a basketball.
A lot of three-pointers in this, baby?
Definitely from Syracuse.
Yeah.
That's kind of what they do.
Yep. All right, I like that play. I like everybody's play tonight. I think we just gave out some money.
Maybe.
Hopefully. We usually do.
All right. Tomorrow, we got a hump day Wednesday.
Except on Friday.
What happened?
Thumb drive that basically has the show on it just broke.
For the best of?
Everything.
I mean,
all the sound elements, everything.
Oh. Like, what do you do now?
I actually backed it up like yesterday, so. That's good.
Like when Pete has a list, all that, that's all on a thumb drive, all that stuff?
No, but like old show promos and... Fixed it.
What did you do? Pop it back out or something?
I had to pop
it back
in.
It's like dislocated.
Yeah. I'm going to transfer all those files over to a new one tomorrow.
You should probably do that tonight, maybe.
Well, tomorrow. It'll be fine.
You got anything going on tonight on the station?
Nope.
No?
ESPN Radio. Catch the fever. All right. Somebody gave me a traffic update earlier that southbound on 75 Pete was a little backed up.
What?
Well, it might be right by your exit. So
that's all right. Usually it takes place after that.
Yeah. Hold on. Golden Knight wants a recap. Recap, I believe we're going under in the Lakers-Celtics. We're going Celtics plus four and over 146.5 in the Syracuse-Villanova game.
Nailed it. That's a nice three-way parlay right there if you want to put it all together and make it dance. Can't believe I just said
maybe,
what I just said.
Maybe add Villanova on the money line as well.
Yeah? Piling on there. Villanova. Getting greedy now.
Lack Nova tonight. Again, it's a massive square garden.
Syracuse in the garden, though. Weird stuff happens.
Yeah.
Again, I haven't played Villanova since 2014. Unbelievable.
Really? All right. We got another minute. Okay. Bleep.
Another two.
Bleep Doug says, my grandfather was on the first boat out to start the rescue and recovery missions in Honolulu.
Wow.
Pearl Harbor.
Wow.
We're very lucky that the aircraft carriers at Pearl Harbor were out on a test run, basically, and they were not in harbor that Sunday morning.
Because everything else was.
We had two operational boats.
Yeah.
After that, and then, gosh, those, what was it, four boats were repaired within days.
American know-how.
It was amazing. The Japanese were actually caught off guard by how many ships we were able to put out in the Pacific. They thought that they had fully sunk the entire harbor.
I've been to Pearl Harbor. Have you been?
I've not been, no.
I have not. Have you been out to the...
You know Elvis Presley paid for that whole thing?
Really?
The whole memorial that they have there?
Really?
That's cool.
The one of the ships right there is still upside down. Oil's still leaking up, bubbling up to the surface.
Arizona?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still bubbling up.
Yeah.
And the bodies are still trapped in there. So
that's eerie.
It is a sight to go see if you're ever out there.
First time I ever knew about that whole situation, I think I was seven, and there was the Brady Bunch went to Hawaii, and I had no idea, you know. But, and I remember watching my mom and dad, and they explained the whole thing to me. I was like, wow, because they went to the Arizona, and the dad read the whole, read the memorial. So I was like,
there are rumors that we knew they were coming. We let them come because we wanted to be involved in the war and get us out of the Depression. Believe that or not. You're the buff, Chris. I don't know.
I've never heard that.
I'll have to tackle that theory someday. All right. That'll do it. Tomorrow is Wednesday. We'll have some Wednesday wisdom to wind down the show. I see Wig is still listening. Maybe a Wig Wednesday. He did call today, a day early. So we'll talk to you tomorrow. Everybody have a good night. For Chris, Crystal Ball, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Kudos to me. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.